Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Hope everyone's doing well today. I'm doing just fine. I'm on the porch of my cabin out here behind the house, sipping some coffee, listening to Western Swing and other things. I hope you enjoy getting your weekend kicked off as much as I do in this manner. Tell you what I've been doing. I've been shooting my bow out here. It's been daylight where I'm at for an hour or so, hour and a half. I like to get out early, and it's all about getting ready for bow season. You know, whitetail season, most of us will be able to hunt whitetail deer in a matter of about 3 months. Now, it sounds like a long time in a way, but it's really not. And that's what we want to talk about today, is getting ready for bow season. I did my newspaper article runs in a bunch of papers, mostly in Texas, 41 different newspapers every week. It's the same column. And I try to keep the topics varied, you know, and try to share some information, some things that I've learned as a lifelong outdoorsman, you know. This week's column is on bow hunting and getting ready for whitetail season, you know, getting your bow tuned up and checking that string and making sure that, you know, if there's any mini frayed strings on your bowstring, that, you know, you might want to think about getting it replaced. And going to, you know, everybody needs a good qualified bow mechanic, technician, a bow shop. And I'm lucky to have one buddy of mine, Mark Billette, owns a bow shop here in Texas, and he's an excellent bow technician. But take your bow in. This is a good time to do it. Let a qualified person check all the cables, the pulleys. They can find little things that might be wearing, bushings in a compound bow we're talking about, some little things that you might not know about or might not readily see, you know. So get it checked out. If you need a new bowstring, spring a few bucks and get you one. Be ready for this hunting season. Practice. Now, there was a time when I thought you had to shoot 25 arrows a day, every day, to get ready for hunting season. And maybe back in those days I did, when I was learning the techniques and all. But right now, not many days go by that I don't shoot 5 or 6 or 8 arrows. Not many. I keep my bow out here at this little cabin, hanging on a hook inside the cabin, and my arrows are right here. My target's out there 25 yards away, and I'll just step up on the porch and shoot 5 or 6 arrows whenever, usually in the cool part of the day or early in the morning, something like that. But to me, once you've got your bow sighted in, that's all you need. Now, I do vary the distances that I shoot. I'll shoot at 25, and then sometime I'll shoot at 30. I try to keep my shots just maybe a tad over 30. Most of the deer I've killed in my life were taken at 20 to 25 yards, but I have killed them. I think the longest was up in North Dakota one time, 33 yards, and that deer was not coming any closer. But I prefer a good close-in slam-dunk shot when I'm bow hunting. It's just... It's the way I've hunted most of my life, you know. But do consider a 3D target will help you immensely, because your brain gets used to looking at that form of a deer rather than a bullseye on just a square target. So get you a 3D deer target, put it out there. And another good way to practice that I like to do is just walk around and don't use your rangefinder, you know. Walk 10 or 15 feet, whatever, around in a circle in different angles on the 3D target. You'll be surprised how that will help you when it comes to focusing on that shot when you're getting ready to make the shot. Folks, we're about out of time. Do remember catfishradio.org. You can go there and you can listen to an hour-long hunting and fishing show that we do each week. We've been doing that a long time. A lot of fun there. Hope everyone has a great weekend. I think it's about time to get back to some more Western Swing and other things. What do y'all think? Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.